Well, obviously, an exciting game yesterday. You know, watching the Colts in Kansas City, it's a tremendous performance coming back in the second half. You know, they're really a good job in all three areas of the game. You know, it's a team that you know, is well coached, has you know, had a real good season, beat some of the best teams in the league in both the AFC and the NFC, and you know, they've just been impressive. So. You know, we've gotten a little work done on them, but we obviously have a lot more to do. You know, short week here, so we'll have to really gear it up and obviously play our best football of the year to you know, try to be competitive against this team. This is a good football team.
Curious how you'd sort of define their offensive approach from the work you guys have done on them to this point.
Well, looks like they've gone to a no huddle, you know, up tempo type of game. You know, get a lot of people involved. You know, had some balance in their running game. You know, the quarterback also being part of the running game there. And T.Y. Hilton's had a great year for him, but they've gotten a lot of production from the backs, the tight ends. The other receivers, and solid group up front on the offensive line. They, have protected well, and explosive. I think we saw, we all saw the other night how quickly they can score, how explosive they are. They've done a real good job not turning the ball over, and haven't given up a lot of. You know, a lot of negative plays, very few penalties, like 50 penalties or something like that, whatever it is, not very many. So, they, for the most part this year, they played, mistake-free and have an explosive, well-balanced attack. I mean, obviously, Luck's done a great job and a tremendous passing game, but I think their balance, their running game, their offensive line, production out of the tight ends, been solid too.
And Bill, really the same question defensively, and I know we're just getting started on them here, but I think about the old Colts teams under Dungy and then Caldwell after him, they played a certain style defensively. How different is what you see from this defense? What would you say defines their defensive approach?
Well, I'd say it's quite a bit different. I think this, Chuck comes from the Baltimore tree, and so I think you see the elements of the the Baltimore system there with their mix of coverages and pressures. They have a good balance of attacking the offense with their multiple coverages, multiple type blitzers, linebacker blitzes, secondary blitzes, zone coverages, man coverages. They mix it up and do a good job keeping the offense off balance. Don't sit in one thing very long.
Hey, Bill, I think we saw this certainly on Saturday, and it's been a little bit of a theme for Luck during his early career is sort of this ability to, play from behind and play effectively and come back and win. In some ways, it sort of reminds me of what you guys have been able to accomplish this year in terms of playing well late in games and coming from behind. I don't know, you've talked about the mental toughness of your team. Is that something that you can see through your game study film or game film study of the Colts? And do you think that's maybe a common denominator between your squad and theirs?
Well, I'd say the Colts have shown, really good mental toughness this year. I mean, starting off at the beginning of the season, going out and, beating San Francisco in San Francisco, that was impressive. They obviously went out and, beat Kansas City a couple weeks ago, pretty decisively. So they've, shown mental toughness, I think, throughout the year. They've had a couple losses that they've bounced right back from and, big wins the following week. I think that they've shown a lot of mental toughness. I mean, yesterday's game was about as good as it gets. Be that far behind in the third quarter and, look like, it didn't look too good for them. Sudden, in a hurry, they you could feel them coming back. At least I felt like I could. You know, if they could get it back to, you know, a two-score game in the fourth quarter, and then, you know, finally if they could get it to a one-score game, and they were able to, you know, quickly drive it down and score and take the lead. So, you know, I think they're a very explosive and dangerous team.
Bill, how has their offense and particularly their passing game changed since Reggie Wayne went down about midway through the year?
You know, I have to obviously put a little more time and study into, you know, a lot of specifics, but, I mean, certainly, you know, T.Y. Hilton has stepped up for him big time and, you know, given him a ton of production. So, you know, he's, as we saw, you know, the go-to guy. I mean, he had a couple hundred yards yesterday, but, you know, he's shown up all year, but I think that's, you know, he's a big key to it. But, you know, Luck's done a good job, though, spread the ball around. He's made them, you know, key. You know, he throws to a lot of guys. You know, obviously he's got a lot of confidence in Fleener. And their running game has been, you know, Brown and Richardson have, you know, given them a good solid year running the ball. I mean, 1,000 yards there between them. So, you know, there's some balance there, whichever guy's in the game. You know, I think that's, you know, certainly T.Y. has been a big factor, but, you know, I think they've gotten production all the way around, you know, on defense as well with, you know, Mathis's strip sacks and, you know, ability to cause negative plays. The scheme that they have defensively, you know, they've put the offense in some good field position and, you know, also taken advantage of, you know, a lot of turnover opportunities that they've had. You know, they've got a big plus advantage in the turnover margin. So, you know, the combination of taking care of the ball and taking advantage of the opponent's mistakes or causing mistakes, they all those have, you know, added into their, you know, their high scoring as a team.
Bill, I wanted to ask you just about Robert Mathis in terms of how you see them using him. Obviously, he's a pass rusher. How much different is what he's doing now in this system? Run contrast to maybe what you saw when he was opposite Freeney playing in the old system.
Well, I mean, he moves around. You know, you gotta find him. They also use him some in coverage. He's a very good run player as well, for some of the same reasons. You know, his explosiveness and his quickness, and so you know, some of the passing situations that get set up are set up by you know, negative plays that have been caused on early down. So, you know, he plays some as a linebacker and flips sides and rushes off both sides. And, you know, they run their share of games and stunts and things like that. So he ends up on a lot of different guys. You know, it's not just, I would say, when they had, you know, Dwight and Mathis there that, you know, primarily those guys were, you know, always on the tackles. I mean, certainly the tackles will see a lot of them. But, you know, when they stun inside and you run games and things like that, a lot of times they end up on other guys. So it's, look, those tackles are going to see a lot of them, but everybody's got to be ready for them too.
Hey, Bill, real quick, you guys saw Andrew Luck last year as a rookie up there. And just can you talk generally about the growth you've seen in the last year, and are you surprised at all about how he seems to just have developed game after game after game?
I mean, I don't think anything's that surprising. He had a, you know, great college career. I mean, first pick in the draft. I think everybody saw him as a, you know, very talented player coming into this league. And, you know, he's done all the things that I think he has the talent to do. I mean, he's obviously a smart guy. He works hard. He's tough. He's got good leadership skills. You know, he's athletic. He can make plays with his feet and his arm, scramble plays, design plays that, you know, play out kind of the way they're drawn up, but, you know, he can improvise and make plays on his own. Does a good job of seeing down the field. Throws a very good deep ball. Has a good touch on some of the short and intermediate plays, you know, screens, crossing routes. Again, some touch plays in the red zone, things like that. So he's no question a complete football player, one of the, you know, top quarterbacks in this league already. And he's got a great career in front of him, but he's already, I think, established himself as a very poised and talented player that can do a lot of things to beat you. And he manages his team well and, you know, plays good situation football.
Bill, just curious if you could lay out as much as possible the plan for the next day or so. Do the coaches sort of need tomorrow to get things together, sort of let the players have another day, maybe come in, get treatment, whatever they need, and then you get back to work Tuesday?
Yeah, Mike, we kind of just bumped everything up a day, so we're playing on Saturday. So, you know, Saturday's Sunday, Friday's Saturday, Thursday's Friday, so that means Monday is Tuesday. So tomorrow's like a Tuesday for us. Tuesday will be like a Wednesday, and we'll just, you know, march on through the week.